save Earth.
Tonight. Hope you partied hard or had a chance to kick your feet up and chillax, as they used to say. Although I guess I've got to update that word. It's kind of passe. My name's Kat. My name's Kat. Kat is my nickname, but you can call me Kate. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's this show. We got a brand spanking new number to go along with some new taxes that some of you might be paying on the 17th. The new number, I'm going to say it often here on America Tonight so we all get used to it. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. So on tax week, it's a big week for Dems and Republicans. They go back to Washington to get ready for a battle over two completely different tax proposals. Yep, there's votes this week that certainly show us that there is a massive Grand Canyon-like divide between the Republicans and the Democrats. Shocker. I bet you didn't know that, huh? We're going to start off, before we dive into the nastiness of the weather and some awful funnel clouds that ripped through four different states, plus the repercussions of a sex scandal for the Secret Service and reaction to that. We're going to start off with the fact that, boy, oh boy, somebody has got to do a better job teaching politicians. For goodness sake, PR firms just suck up the money like a Hoover vacuum when it hits the carpet and is grabbing up that fresh dirt. So why, oh why, do these live mic things keep happening? Reporters got a chance to listen to Mitt Romney, a few little remarks at a private fundraiser in Palm Beach, and it wasn't necessarily shocking. It was kind of what you would expect probably Mitt Romney to say when the cameras aren't turned on him and he knows that he's live somewhere being interviewed by somebody. We're going to get to that in a second. Before we do, Rents Priebus, who is heading up the Republican National Committee, you know, the conventions and all that stuff, he's the head. He's the guy you go to with the money. He's the money guy for the Republicans. He says that without a doubt, Romney's the guy, and he also tried to drill down when he was part of the Sunday Swirl what this election truly is all about.
This election won't come down to the timing of a tax return. This election will come down to the state of this economy and how Barack Obama failed this country. Mitt Romney had a great month, and he's clearly on a pathway to be the presumptive nominee, and we're going to have a unified party when this is all said and done.
All right, so unified party, that's the question. You have a lot of different types of Republicans. There's a lot of different flavors, just like the Democrats. Is truly the Republican Party going to come together, meaning the super conservatives versus somebody who would call themselves a moderate Republican? Are they going to come together to lift up Mitt Romney or not? Well, here's what Romney said, by the way, off mic in Palm Beach. He said, Ann Romney, they were talking about Hillary Rosen, and what had happened was, the comment was, it was my early birthday present for someone to be critical. This was Ann Romney who was caught on the mic, too. For someone to be critical of me as a mother, that was really a defining. It really was a defining moment, and I loved it. Romney talked about what government departments he might eliminate and expanded on his possible tax policies. But probably the most explicit statement that came out of the little mic buzz is I'm going to take a lot of departments in Washington and agencies and combine them. Some eliminate, but I'm probably not going to lay out just exactly which ones are going to go. So he's actually going to swing an axe, he's saying. I'm going to combine departments. That makes me definitely think that Mitt Romney has some things that are worth listening to. What do we keep saying here on America Tonight? We live in a nation of reactors instead of people who act. And part of the problem is I have had some friends and have some friends who work in government jobs, and they say that there's too much overlap in a lot of departments, that there are three people deep sometimes that don't need to be there. So why not do an audit? Go department by department by department, and then some of that money everybody's complaining about, which, woohoo, I'm one of them. Why are we spending all this money? That would be a way to make the government tighter and lighter. Tighter and lighter. How about that? That's a good campaign phrase, right? Who's going to argue with that? So what he was caught saying isn't anything bad. Over the years, plenty of presidents have been caught off mic, usually trashing a reporter. He didn't trash a reporter, and neither did his wife. Just said it was an early gift, the Hillary Rosen comments, which, let me refresh your memory if you don't know. She was on CNN. She is on CNN, and she's a Democratic strategist. She was saying that what would Ann Romney know about economic policies or the economy, because she's a housewife, how would she know how women will vote or how they should vote? It's like, ooh, that was a moment that she's going to have to just, although she's getting buzzed. Is this any publicity, bad publicity? She's getting buzzed for it, but I don't think the Democratic Party was too thrilled with Hillary Rosen. And she did give a gift to Ann Romney, to be certain, because now this is something that they can push, get still more life out of it, I think, on the campaign trail. Anyway, all right, the sex scandal. Here's what happened. There was this big summit in Latin America, and the president is there along with the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton. It's in Cartagena, Colombia. They send an advanced team of Secret Service agents to go down and scope out the place and make sure it's safe for the president and the Secretary of State and any U.S. folks that go down there. In doing that, 11 agents and some others are accused of hooking up with some prostitutes at the hotel where they were staying. And one of the problems was that two of the gentlemen, allegedly, who were involved in this, didn't pay the women. Now, the women got hysterical after they left, saying that they were owed money. They didn't get paid. They got stiffed, so to speak. So the idea is the U.S. and Colombia did a trade deal, and they think that might be in place by May. And the other idea was to be down there working on goodwill things and whatnot and futuristic trade and that whole idea of the summit, for what it's worth. It's really beers and maybe some tears. I don't know. It's certainly tears for anybody of the family of these Secret Service guys, because they've been placed on leave, and there's 11 to 15 of them. And there's going to be like a zero tolerance thing here. The president is not happy about this because it's another black eye. And it puts him in a very, very awkward it doesn't put him in an awkward spot, but just puts him in the eye of the hurricane again over something stupid, because the Secret Service hasn't had a scandal like this one. I'll flush that out a little bit more for you coming up a little later in the show. But before we do that, we're going to talk about Trayvon Martin's killer, and that would be George Zimmerman, who's on trial for his life, perhaps, next.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Get preparedexpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Over $200,000 in exhibitor giveaways. 1,000 packets of heirloom seeds. 1,000 one-year subscriptions to Global Incident Map. 1,000 trial issues of Bob Chapman's International Forecaster. 25 vials of Dr. Sheely's Bliss. 10 Sigma 3 5-day survival courses. Autographed books by James Wesley Rawls, Matt Stein, Julia Shopping, Kubrick and Dr. Sheely. And plenty more. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Go to GetPreparedExpo.com. One day passes $10 at the door. Advanced weekend passes $15. At GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Good day, Peter Kratznamel from Midas Resources. Today is April 13th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1672. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.1360, $8.5680 for a half ounce, and $4.2840 for a quarter ounce. $17.1360, $8.5680, and $4.2840.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome back to America Tonight. We've been talking about this, of course, for weeks now. Last night, lots and lots of letters poured in, lots of emails from many of you on both sides of this whole thing with George Zimmerman, who now has been charged with second-degree murder in the shooting death of Trayvon Martin. Remember, we dealt with before Florida courts with Casey Anthony and the people, of course, lining out overnight to try to get a ticket because it was a small courtroom where that case was being tried, and just massive, massive people all around that courthouse. My brother, Florida attorney Patrick Delaney, knows that area well as he's a practicing lawyer in and around Florida and has dealt with that courthouse. And of course, Patrick, thanks for coming on the air with us. Tell the people listening, first of all, what it was like. Because I'm sure a lot of your colleagues in the legal community told you how crazy it was during Casey Anthony. And now here we go with the Zimmerman stuff, and it's sure to be just as crazy, don't you think?
It sure is, Kate. It's funny. We can go years without anything happening in either Volusia County or Orange County, and within a short period of time we have the Casey Anthony case, and then just a little bit down the road on I-4, in Sanford, which is Volusia County, this new case with Mr. Zimmerman. And it's funny, it's not something that most folks would talk about, but it has kind of turned everything on its ear, so to speak. The Casey Anthony case basically required all the civil judges to rework their schedules and cancel hearings and move trials, big trials, down the road because it was the only big courtroom they had. And Sanford's even smaller. And I've heard from folks even in my firm and other firms that just getting into the town is turned into a zoo. Kind of have a feeling that some of the national media, before they pulled up roots from Casey Anthony, just kind of moved down the road.
That's right, because it doesn't seem like it was that long ago. Absolutely. The attorney for George Zimmerman is Mark O'Mara, and now he's starting to get some wind in his sails, so to speak, because he was just thrown this the other day. They went through the hearing, and he's in court today, and of course, Zimmerman pleading not guilty. This moves forward, and I think one of the things, and this is what we've talked about a lot with people across the country, one of the things that's going to be a big part of this case will be the Stand Your Ground law in Florida. Are people talking about that, or are a lot of attorneys talking about that, or what's kind of the buzz? I'm sure talk radio in Florida, it's got to be all over the place.
Yeah, everyone, I suppose, they're not immune from talking about the same things everyone's talking about on a national level. But it's funny that you know, folks in Florida are no more familiar with stand your ground self-defense than say folks in Wyoming. It's an interesting aspect to Florida's expansive self-defense laws here, and you find that most people don't really understand it all that well. Yeah, as you know, and I guess it's been in the, you know, in the media now for a while, it was a law that came into being in 2005. And it is kind of an interesting law, and that's part of, or it's one of those laws that is sort of a prepackaged bill promoted by the NRA. And you know, regardless how you feel about the NRA, they're very effective in getting laws like this through in certain states that have receptive legislatures. And in Florida, of course, you had an all-Republican you know, state house and governor. So this is the law we have. And what's going to happen now with Stand Your Ground is you almost get a little mini trial, a little preview of what the trial will be like on Stand Your Ground. I think people probably know this now that are staying up with the case, but you always are going to have a self-defense right. You're always going to be able to bring that up in the context of this case, regardless of Stand Your Ground. The Stand Your Ground element that's interesting is that it's actually an immunity to prosecution. So what you're going to have is you're going to have a pretrial hearing at some point in time where a judge is going to decide the applicability of Stand Your Ground. And if the judge, in having this little mini trial, this hearing on Stand Your Ground, decides that it applies and that Mr. Martin and his attorneys met the burden of proof, which is a lower burden of proof than your standard criminal burden of proof, then the case will get kicked out, because it actually prevents prosecution. It shields the person using Stand Your Ground from both criminal and civil prosecution. So it's going to be interesting. Everyone's going to get to have a little preview of what the trial would be like, which may actually end up with the whole case going away.
Really? So do you think there's a great, you know, if you were going to give us a percentage on that, how big of a percentage that it goes away?
Well, it's hard to say on percentage-wise. I mean, when you look at the sort of the broad view, if you go back and just take the, you know, the 30,000-foot view of this case, you think, well, you know, we have a gentleman who is, yeah, he's been described as a vigilante, which might be a bit harsh, but he's certainly a very overzealous participant in the neighborhood watch who is following this young individual who he basically profiles. And I'm using the word profile because that was actually in the affidavit by the special prosecutor that was filed today, that they used that term, that they found he was basically profiling this teenage boy because of his look, because of the hoodie, because he was a young black male, and expressed some concern that these people, he said something's blank, people keep getting away with this, and then pursued Mr. Martin. He was told by the police dispatcher not to do it, but it did so anyway. So then you have something happens, and no one really knows exactly what happened. That's the big mystery, what happened in that after he talked to the police dispatcher. But we all know that Mr. Martin had no weapon and was only simply going home, and Mr. Zimmerman ended up fatally shooting Mr. Martin. So from that standpoint, it sounds like something went wrong and there is a crime. Now, where we get all lost in this is, why didn't Mr. Martin get charged, why did Mr. Zimmerman get charged by the Sanford police right then and there? And if he had, maybe it wouldn't be such a media circus that it is. But the police on their own decided that this stand your ground applied. Now, by doing that, by making that decision, you've created this firestorm of what exactly is stand your ground and, you know, how can it be applied? The funny thing is Mr. Zimmerman's never actually raised it yet, right? So it's an interesting legal question. It's an interesting fact pattern where we're going to go with this. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you have a neighborhood watchman who was told not to pursue this teenager who pursued him and shot him. There ought to be some kind of charges associated with that. If at the end of the day, a judge hearing a pretrial motion by Mr. Zimmerman's attorneys decides that he had the right to stand his ground in that context, and he's immune from any further prosecution, it will seem, again, from that 30,000 view, that something's amiss.
Yeah.
So the nuts and bolts of the case itself are kind of interesting. There's a different burden of proof for the immunity. And I know this is kind of drones on and sounds a little bit technical, a little bit boring. But the burden of proof for this immunity is the same burden of proof that you'd have in a civil case, which is a preponderance of the evidence. It's a much lower burden of proof than in for the prosecutor when you go to trial, which is beyond a reasonable doubt. So there is a chance that a judge could hear this and say, well, I don't have Mr. Martin's side of the story. Unfortunately, sadly, Mr. Martin isn't with us to tell his side of the story. So we have this sort of black hole of the altercation that I'm going to hear Mr. Zimmerman's side, and then I'm going to have circumstantial evidence presented to me by the state for Mr. Martin's side. And given that the burden of proof, again, is that low burden of proof, there's a good chance that the judge could say, I think the immunity applies, and pass the entire case out.
Wow. Folks, how do you feel about that? Give us a call, 855-266-KATE. Yes, we have a new number, 855-266-5283. What if this gets thrown out? We only have a minute or so left, but were you surprised, Pat, that Mark O'Mara, who is, again, the attorney representing Zimmerman when they were in court, didn't ask for Zimmerman, his client, to be released on bond?
I really wasn't. It's one of those situations where the bond, it would have created so much hassle and it would have been so much money. I think the idea was, in a way, that he might actually be safer there than anywhere else. Because Mr. O'Mara also mentioned that even with bond, they'd have to discuss where it would be safe for him to be. There's a lot of tension down here in Central Florida right now over this case, and there's a lot of national media figures here and civil rights leaders and people that are here for good, and some people that seem to be here just kind of raised a little heck, and it may have been the best thing for him right now. There also seems to be at least an opening or an indication that there might be some plea deal that is being worked out with Mr. O'Mara and the prosecutor. So we'll wait and see.
We'll see. Yeah. Florida Attorney Patrick Delaney, thanks so much, Brad.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Zimmerman's bond hearing at 9 in the morning, and I'm certain that whatever the number is, he'll be bailed out. The problem was, where could he go where he would be safe, since there are a lot of death threats and there's concern about, legitimate concern about his safety. His attorney, Mark O'Mara, said as long as there was someplace safe, once they had determined that would be what they would do. That was the next step last week, not asking for bond for that reason, to make sure everything was set. As I've said a zillion times, and all of you know it, everybody has an opinion on this case, whether it's the guns in Florida and the stand your ground law, should you be able to do the self-defense thing. I got into a big discussion about this over the weekend, so I know if I'm getting a little bit of buzz on this, which has nothing to do with radio, all of you are getting buzz on this too. And the discussion really was about self-defense and how the laws are different all around the country, and you could come from one area and then you go into another area and it's completely different. We all know that you're not carrying a gun around in New York City or New Jersey. In Arizona, you can carry a gun around. If you've got a concealed and carry permit, you can do that in the state of Texas. And then it's all about defending yourself. And in some states, you would have to prove that somebody was armed and they were coming after you, basically. And in Florida, it's the stand your ground self-defense law. And what that means, George Zimmerman saying that he ultimately had to defend himself, and that's what happened. We know the story, how he pursued him, called 911, and then everything else, unfortunately, careened out of control. Bill Cosby decided that he was going to go on State of the Union. He did a little thing for them on CNN. And I actually thought the interview was pretty good. He's certainly not the first celebrity to weigh in on this, but he decided that he would. And, you know, he said it's not really a race thing. It's more about the guns. Take a listen.
When you tell me that you're going to protect the neighborhood that I live in, I don't want you to have a gun. I want you to be able to see something, report it, and get out of the way. What is solved by saying he's a racist? That's why he shot the boy. Well, what solves that?
I agree with him. It didn't solve anything. It opened up this whole other lane. And is there racism? Is there problems? Is there tension in this country in various places? Of course there is. But I agree with what he's saying there, especially when it comes to, and I didn't really think about this as much until Cosby said it. I certainly have thought about Neighborhood Watch programs, very big in my area, and it's exploded across the country. And to be sure, many of the Neighborhood Watch people, because they're volunteering, have thwarted some problems in neighborhoods or have seen something, reported it way ahead of time, and all kinds of stuff has happened as a result. And especially when you've got police forces shrinking and they can't have eyes all the time on neighborhoods and up and down alleys and around different blocks. And maybe it's a deterrent for somebody who wants to do one of those smash and grabs or whatever they're doing in whatever neighborhood they're in across the United States. There's like 33,000 neighborhood watch programs. But the real thing that he said there is, I don't want somebody with a gun. So what, the neighborhood watch person with a gun driving around. And I agree with that. Do you want the neighborhood watch person to be armed? That's not the deal of the neighborhood watch person. It's one thing if we're talking about, because I support completely gun rights, I don't advocate taking guns away, because I don't think we should take anything away, where it's especially something that is drilled into the Constitution and our Second Amendment rights. We don't want to see that go in an opposite direction. Then it spells disaster and problems that we don't want in this country, trust me. For every time there is some horrible thing that happens with a gun that shouldn't happen, and you could point to it and say, oh, well, see, if we didn't have guns, I can point to 10 other examples of what would happen if somebody who chose to do that and was and knew what they were doing wasn't armed, what would have played out, what the scenario truly would have been. But he's right. I don't think that the neighborhood watch people should have guns at all, because then it could lead to those problems. Ooh, do I pursue them? Am I, you know, I'm pretty handy with the weapon. Am I, you know, and then terrible mistakes and problems could happen, including people being shot and killed as a result of that. That's a different thing than somebody invading your house and you shooting them or whatever, versus you got the sticker on the car, you're driving around, and you're a neighborhood watch person. You're taking a shift, and then the person after you is taking a shift, and then the person after them is taking a shift, whatever it is. So you don't want that person. You don't want that person to have a weapon. Absolutely not. You might disagree. I think this is part of probably what the discussion is going to be. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. New number, you'll get used to it. We just started it last week, so I'm going to keep pumping that number out. I think that it's pretty much a layup when it comes to bond. He'll be bailed out, but then it's a question of what direction the prosecution takes once it goes to trial. Most likely, we're looking if it was really on speed dial. If this were to go on steroids to make this happen faster, fast-track this case, which I don't think they can, you'd be lucky if maybe 10 months, probably in the neighborhood of a year is what we're looking at by the time you go through a jury selection and all that. And plus, you know, ultimately it may not get to that point. That might not happen, and a lot of that centers around exactly what I'm mentioning here. It's the whole stand your ground, self-defense. He made a mistake, but was he defending himself? Can you look at it that way? Is this what the police thought in Sanford? They let him go. Could that be part of what the prosecution is going after? Of course, but is this part of the defense? And I certainly think it's part of the defense. If I were the lawyer, that's exactly what I would do. I would focus on the, wait a second, first this happens in February, and they ask my client all these questions. He explains what happened, all the other things, and says it's self-defense and goes through whatever. And he left the police department. He wasn't charged with anything at all whatsoever. And then you come back 6 weeks later, although that's not necessarily uncommon in Florida for that to happen, but you really have to have your ducks in a row to be able to push this to the limit. You really have to be able to do that. And I don't know what kind of information Angela Corey, who was the special prosecutor, had, that she felt there was enough to push this case, to push it all the way down the line and see what happens. In other words, go to the point where you're getting into more of these trial proceedings and getting closer to the whole jury thing and letting that play out. She must have had enough. Maybe a witness, something that hasn't been thrown out there yet, somebody who was going to be able to point to Zimmerman and say, okay, here's what I saw, here's what happened, and give him some kind of a leg to stand up on versus ultimately what's going to happen on the other side of this, what was going to happen on the other side of this, whether she's got something that can nail him or it's the other side where he's got something he can stand up on and say, this is why it was self-defense, blah, 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 blah. He may never even take the stand, because that's the second part of it. I mean, would you put this guy on the stand? Maybe you wouldn't. Maybe you would, because he would certainly have to say he didn't want the kid to be shot, that was an accidental thing because he pursued him or whatever. But all of this will be played out in the next year. So might not even see this until 2013, beginning of 2013. So coming up, taxes, taxes, taxes. Have you done your taxes? If you haven't, it probably means maybe you're listening to me for the first time because you're bleary-eyed and figuring out what you can deduct right now as you're listening to this show. And, you know, do you itemize, or is it really simple? You plug in the numbers and you're done because you're not making enough and you don't have a business, and so you're not subtracting very much. And even then, you may be actually missing some of the things, some of the deductions you probably can take. I guarantee you there will be huge lines at the post office for the places where they're open until midnight to take the taxes in to get them stamped, whether you put them in the box and they're hauling them out or whether you actually go inside the post office. This is what happens every town in America, wherever you're listening to me. When you flip on the tube, they'll be talking about taxes all day long on Tuesday, the early shows and the late shows, to tell you where you can take your taxes if you've just filled out your forms and get them in on the 17th. Get them in on time. Ooh, taxes. No one wants to pay them, right? We just want to pay our fair share of taxes. That's the problem. We'll be right back. heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Climate change. Water filtration. Wholesale batteries. Freeze-dried foods. MacGyver 101. Storm shelters. Shortwave and ham radios. Solar power. Buy your first farm. Heating with wood. Home defense. Ammo. Homeschool your children. And teleseminars with James Wesley Rawls, Bob Chapman, and Julia Shopik. Get Prepared Expo. Expo.com, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopik, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Tonight, the name of the show. So if you have done your taxes, you can exhale. If you haven't, hold your breath. No, don't hold your breath. That wouldn't be good. The whole thing is, with taxes, it's totally worth it to do the itemizing thing if you remember your receipts. Do you have a bag full of receipts somewhere that you can go through and remember, oh, yeah, I did this, I did that? And, of course, there are definitely write-offs, and there are people that don't take enough advantage of it. It's worth it to go through. I know the tax code is asinine, but to go through some of the more common deductions, let's put it that way, because probably you'll find some that you might be able to put in there and actually people don't claim enough, so you could get some of that coveted money that you put in back. You should take everything back that you can get instead of letting the government gladly keep the money that you didn't realize that you were owed. All right, speaking of being owed, that is an interesting word, isn't it, when people owe you money? That's why they say you don't lend money to friends, ultimately, and you don't want to have a bunch of IOUs out there if you're a gambler person, because why? The mackerel will break your knuckles. Well, what happens when you're the Secret Service and you go on the trip ahead of time to make sure everything's safe for the president and for the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton? And why? Because there's a big summit in Latin America, and the focus has to be on what's going on there, not on a potential attack. So you got to lock down everything. Look at all the possible points of a sniper where they could shoot down possibly at the cars coming in and whatnot. And you're in Cartagena, Colombia, which, by the way, Cartagena, Colombia, famous for the whole drug throwdown. Sounds like a scary place to be, but supposedly it's gotten a lot better, and it's not really that way anymore. Oof, when someone tells you, well, it's not really that way anymore, I think I would think twice. But they didn't think twice. They went off to Colombia, and it was about booze and the ladies. 11 Secret Service officers and I'll call them footmen are in trouble, are being investigated for being at the hotel and hooking up with prostitutes. Two of the prostitutes complained that they weren't paid. Well, that is a dilemma, isn't it? And that's part of what opened up this can of worms on these guys. They were sent back and they've been suspended. So the president is furious because he says, you know, they're, of course, they're going to look into it, and he's very distressed that that would happen. And he's not the only one. Republican Congressman Daryl Issa had something to say about it. Check out his thoughts on the agents, who he thinks are much more than the number that was mentioned, which now I believe is up to 15 anyway, but talks about looking into this.
We think the number might be higher, and we're asking for the exact amount of all the people who, quote, were involved. The investigation will not be about the 11 to 20 or more involved. It'll be about how did this happen and how often has this happened before. Things like this don't happen once if they didn't happen before.
Yeah, that's what I wonder. If it's happened before, how many times has it happened in these advanced teams? So here we go again. What are the best gigs to get in government? Well, depending on your detail, you might have to be potentially shot at. But, oh, if you're on the advanced team, it's a lot of fun, get my drift, because you get to go into all these places ahead of time with time to blow. Once we secure the facilities, what the agenda is, and we know the routes where the president is going, then we're okay to party like never before. One thing to go out and get bombed, another thing to hook up with in Cartagena, Colombia, a bunch of prostitutes, and then not pay them. Some of them allegedly not paying them. You think that nobody's going to notice that? Somebody's not going to say anything? Once again, the biggest blunder of the week, thinking, assuming nobody realized who you were and wasn't going to say anything. So this is a huge scandal. Why, you really haven't heard too much about the Secret Service being in the middle of something like this. So we'll see what they hit them with. I think they're going to fire them, but do they get to keep their whole pensions? And what are some more of the specifics on how many people and what they, you know, what they did, more than, I guess, the prostitutes? Was there other things connected to it? So it's interesting because they have this big meeting. The Americas meeting ends with some problems over Cuba because there was no consensus about whether to let Cuba join the future summit meetings. There were some countries that wanted to see that happened, and there were plenty of others who said no way because of things that have happened in Cuba. So it's a no-go, and it kind of left a bitter taste in some of the mouths of some of the people that were part of the summit. More to follow, I'm certain. 122 tornadoes in 24 hours. Here's the one thing that happened in the four states that were slammed with the tornadoes. I know for a fact they got, at least in the case of Oklahoma, more than 24 hours advance notice that this could be a bad deal here. Have you been watching what's happening with the tornadoes? We've got these weather patterns. So get out of Dodge or secure yourself somewhere. Because what do tornadoes do? They toss cars and trucks. They rip up houses. And they can kill families. They can kill families. You got debris all over the place in the Midwest. In the Midwest, a lot of places were slammed. Oklahoma City, one rural community, about 140 miles away from Oklahoma City, a place called Woodward. There were children that got hurt. There were minor wounds, a little bit of hospitalization. And unfortunately, there was a family that was killed. But there were some warnings beforehand, days ahead of the deadly winds, the funnels. There was, and it was unusual. There was a warning that alerted the people across at least five states that it could be extremely dangerous and catastrophic weather. So the catastrophic weather notice is interesting because how many people actually heeded it. In Thurman, Iowa, for example, they had a tornado that slammed that small town, about 90% of the homes there, and nobody, it's a tiny 200 people, nobody was hurt because most of the people knew that there was a possibility of a tornado and they did something about it. They were able to get to cover before it hit. And good thing, because five tractor trailers that were on Interstate 29 right before the tornado hit Thurman were overturned in those winds. One truck driver was even seriously injured, had to go to the hospital with a perforated lung. So weather forecasts, the forecasters rather, said that you better look out, that we're predicting tornado outbreaks. There is a potential, and some of them said this, there's a potential of high-end life-threatening events, a real swath of tornadoes in the Midwest, which could be considered pretty broad in one sense. But in Wichita, Kansas, they told the people that this was the case. And you could be killed if you're not underground or in a shelter. So it worked. There were people that were warned. This is good. More people that can get warned. I mean, you live in the heart of Tornado Alley. I would think you would have to have some kind of preparations. You can't take a risk when you live in the belly of the beast, for goodness sake. Can't do it. You got to have some kind of escape route, or you go into a basement, you have a storm shelter. That'd be worth the investment. And storm shelters, the sales of storm shelters have certainly gone up. And if I were there in Oklahoma or Kansas or somewhere where I really thought I was in the eye of this thing, I would invest in something, some way that I could crawl to safety, if nothing else.